Hello and welcome back to Vocation Station. This is Father Alfredo Hernandez, the Rector President of St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, and it is wonderful to be with you on Divine Mercy Radio once again. Our guest this month, this is the month of the Sacred Heart, the month of June, our guest is a brand spanking new priest, Father Jude Okeke, ordained on May 3rd for the Diocese of Palm Beach. Father Jude, it is great to have you with us. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, thank you so much, Father Alfredo. It's such a joy to be here with you today. So I'm Father Jude Okeke, and I'm originally from Nigeria, but I'm a priest of Palm Beach Diocese here in Florida. Yeah, I was ordained on May 3rd, 2025, and I had my studies here at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach.
Well, wonderful. As you said, you're from Nigeria. I really, it's a privilege. Our state, I remember when I was a young boy, many of our priests came from Ireland. Our state has benefited from missionaries who've come from other countries to serve here. So many priests who've come from Latin America. Now we have a number who've come from Nigeria. How did your journey bring you to come to serve the people of God first, and to serve his people here in Palm Beach?
Yeah, so my seminary studies actually started a very long time ago in Nigeria, in faraway Nigeria, where I began at the age of 10, going straight into the minor seminary, or the junior seminary, as we would call it. Yeah, and I studied, did my high school seminary studies, and I went up to the college, also in the seminary, and yeah, I did my theology also in Nigeria before actually coming to Palm Beach to continue my theological studies here at SVDP Seminary.
And as you've come here, maybe it's good sometimes for someone who, for our listeners who've maybe been, lived their whole lives in the United States or been many years here, to kind of hear what somebody who comes from outside perceives about the American church. What have you experienced that's brought you the greatest joy of living as a Catholic here in the United States and as a Catholic seminarian, now then a deacon, now a priest? What are some of the aspects of the American church that have brought you the greatest joy?
Yeah, so one of my greatest joy here in the United States is how vibrant the church, especially here in Florida, is. You know, like when I was still back in Nigeria, a lot of people saw America as a place where the faith, you know, is really dying down. But, you know, coming here in person and, you know, like my experience so far, you know, really tells me that the church in Florida and the church in the United States is really growing, you know, compared to many other places in the world. And it brings me a lot of joy to go to church on Sunday and see a lot of people, see a lot of young people even, you know, like who are desirous, you know, like, I'm wanting to deepen their relationship with the Lord. Yeah, so it brings me a lot of joy.
Wonderful. And is there something from home, from the life of the church in particular? I'm sure there are people, it's been good to be with your mom recently, but I know that you miss her and miss your family. I'm sure you miss some foods. But in terms of the life of the church, is there something from your experience growing up and in seminary back home that you think we could learn from?
Yeah, actually, there are so many things, you know, like, yeah, just like we know, every culture is different, you know, like, yeah, just like the Nigerian culture is different, American culture is different, you know, but they are all unique in their own way. So I believe also that there are, you know, things that we can learn, especially from the Nigerian church, you know. Yeah, in Nigeria, a lot of people, yeah, just want to dedicate their time to serving the church. A lot of people volunteer in the church. You know, and there are so many ministries, you know, going on in every parish church. You know, I know the dynamics in the United States is a little different because, you know, like many people are so busy with work and all that. Yeah, I look forward, especially when I get to the parish, to really, you know, grow like new ministries, you know, like just like I did when I was at St. Vincent Ferrer Church in Delray Beach, you know, when I started the Precious Blood Devotion there at the parish, and it's still flourishing till today. And I know that many people are looking forward to, you know, such devotions where they can dedicate their time, you know, to praying before the Blessed Sacrament.
I mentioned that this is the month of the Sacred Heart. A lot of people do not know that July is the month of the Precious Blood. So a little hint to those out there. Certainly keep in your hearts that devotion to the Heart of Christ. This 350 years since the apparitions to Saint Margaret Mary in France, and next month the month of the Precious Blood. So you've been ordained a few weeks now. You've had the chance to go and certainly to celebrate masses in a number of places, including St. Vincent Ferrer, where your home parish, and to go to the ordinations of some of your classmates. What have been some of the moments of these first weeks of priesthood that have stood out as being particular occasions of grace?
Since ordination, I've experienced a lot of graces, you know, from my ordination. Yeah, and the greatest of them is the grace of being able to celebrate the Holy Mass, you know. Yeah, like it brings me a lot of joy, you know, to stand before the altar and lead the people of God in prayer, offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So it brings me a lot of joy. And then another thing that brings me a lot of joy is, you know, celebrating other sacraments, just like the sacrament of confession, you know, being that instrument through which the Lord grants compassion, grants mercy and forgiveness to his people. So it brings me a lot of joy. And yeah, I feel very much grateful to the Lord for the gift of the priesthood.
Well, that's beautiful. And as you think of beginning, you'll be assigned to Holy Name of Jesus Parish in West Palm Beach, a parish I know well, a parish that I was pastor for many years of the neighboring parish of St. Juliana. And way back when I was a seminarian, I spent a couple of assignments there at Holy Name. So it's, again, it's a beautiful community with a lot of activities. What are you most looking forward to of actually say, okay, this vacation stuff's done. Now it's time to get to work. What are you most excited about?
So I'm very much excited about going to Holy Name of Jesus. I remember last month when the bishop gave me a call to tell me officially about my assignment at Holy Name. I remember him telling me that, you know, it's a very busy parish with so many ministries, like up to 100 ministries, like active ministries going on in the parish. So one of the things that I'm actually looking forward to is, you know, that being able to accompany the people, you know, being an instrument of God's mercy, compassion and forgiveness to the people of God, and being able to journey with them, you know, as they journey through life.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Yeah, just to tell the people that, you know, especially the young people out there who are discerning the vocation, that the gift of the priesthood is really worth it, you know, so.
No, absolutely. And it was good the other day when we were at the ordination, at the first mass of one of your classmates, and it was good to hear the newly ordained priest ordained the day before saying, it's worth it to the seminarians. And absolutely, it is so, so, so worth it. And your mom has been here since a few days before your ordination. What has been her sense as she's seen you ordained a priest and beginning your ministry? What has been her sense?
Yeah, my mom is really filled with joy, you know, like a deep sense of joy, you know, like, yeah, to see me a priest. Because when I started my journey, she was there, you know, and she has always been there as I journeyed through my seminary formation. And now seeing me as a priest, you know, brings her a lot of joy. So, and I see her, you know, like always glowing with joy.
And has she been happy with how you are being treated and how you have been welcomed by the people here in the Diocese of Palm Beach?
Oh yeah, my mom feels really very grateful to the American Church, you know, for one, for accepting me, and then for incorporating me as, you know, part of their family, especially here in our diocese.
Great, yeah. Great. And looking forward, maybe you've already experienced some of these, but even in those, certainly in your diaconal ministry and maybe even in the first days of priesthood, what do you see as the challenges for you? What are areas that have been, has there been anything that's been tough for you?
Being away from home, you know, yeah, like since I came to the United States, I've not been able to go home. Yeah, especially, I was on a student visa when I came to the U.S., so Yeah, it's been a little challenging, you know, not being able to see the rest of my family. Yeah, and I thought my ordination would have been a good, you know, opportunity to, you know, get to see my family, at least for the first time since I left Nigeria. But unfortunately, my family, you know, got denied a visa to come to my ordination. So only my mom was able to get the visa to come here, you know. And it's been a blessing also to be able to see my mom after a very long time.
Right.
And I look forward to being able to see the rest of my family.
Well, we certainly hope that that can happen soon. It's this might be good for some of our listeners to know about that just the situation of many, many dioceses across the country that have priests on visas that they get what's called the R1 visa for religious workers. It's gotten very complicated, really, for the last number of years. This is not something new, but getting those renewed has become very difficult. That's an area where certainly it's important for us all as Catholics to be aware of and how challenging it is. And again, what a great gift it is to have a young priest who's willing to take that risk to be able to come and serve here and give himself to our people. A word that we sometimes use that Father Jude likes is delightful, and he has been a great delight to have with us here at the seminary. In this program, we talk a lot about seminary formation and God's call. What are some of the biggest differences that you've seen in terms of seminary formation here and seminary formation back home?
Yeah, I think one of the greatest differences would be the number of years it takes to be a priest in Nigeria. Yeah. Just like I said earlier, that I started my seminary studies back in Nigeria. So usually it would take like 18 years, beginning with a junior seminary, you know.
Because most people would actually start, most guys would start seminary even in what we would call grade school, but definitely by high school.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Yeah, it took like 18 years to be a priest in Nigeria, whereas here, you know, it takes about 8 years or 9 years. So that would be one of the major differences. And in Nigeria, since they have so many vocations, it's difficult for someone to, you know, go into seminary when they're at a certain age. You know, like if you are up to 20, you know, going up, then it's difficult for them to accept you in many dioceses because they already have a lot of young people who are discerning to be priest. So they want you to go in right, you know, from middle school or even high school seminary. Yeah.
So 20 is a late vocation. Here, that's a very young vocation. What else?
Yeah. So, yeah, and I would also say that, you know, like, yeah, the way priests are being formed in Nigeria, like, it's basically the same, but then they are a little more strict in Nigeria. You know, the seminary formation in Nigeria is a little more strict, you know. Yeah, and that's also, you know, because of the culture and everything. Yeah, so which is a little different from the American culture and the system here also.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And certainly a big part of your work in your work of priesthood in a parish, and certainly the work of all parish priests, is working with families. And I know that you've had some families that you've been very close to, and certainly you've had a chance to get to know many families in your work as a seminarian, then as a deacon. What are your thoughts about working with couples preparing for marriage, couples who are married, families? How do we encourage them to live the Christian faith well?
Yeah, just like we know, every vocation, you know, flows from the family, you know, because the family, as we are taught, is, you know, the first seminary that everyone encounters, you know. Like, when I get to the parish, one of the things I would do is to really, you know, foster that, you know, family life, you know, like to really help, you know, young couples to really imbibe that, you know, family life, and also encourage vocation right from their family. Yeah, because that's basically the very first seminary that every person encounters, even before going to the seminary proper.
Great.
Yeah.
And in terms of your life as a newly ordained priest, about to begin parish ministry. Another big area certainly is working with youth and helping in Christian formation, whether it's with kids or OCIA. What are your thoughts? Is that something you enjoy, and how do you bring that joy and that delight that you describe to help others come to know the faith?
Like you mean working with young people, right?
Young people, but let's start with young people.
Okay. Yeah, I think usually a lot of young people like when they see young priests also, you know, like I think that's also a very great way of promoting vocation. When young people see young priests, you know, it brings them a lot of joy. And they feel like, you know, oh, we see a young priest, you know, like if a young person like this can be a priest, then we also can, you know, dedicate our lives to God and, in service of the church. I think my presence alone in the parish, you know, would be a great joy for especially young people. And, it would attract young people and also help them to, discern what the Lord's call for them is.
Actually, I think you mentioned that you've traveling to the ordinations recently, you've kind of had the experience of people being surprised and pleased to see you, no?
Yeah. I actually had an experience when I walked into a Publix store in my clerics, and a bunch of young people approached me. They asked me, "Are you a Catholic priest?" And I said, "Yes." And they were like, "Wow." You know, like they were so happy that, you know, they could see a young person dedicating his life to serving God and the people of God. So, yeah, and they were really inspired.
Okay. Yeah. And this is, you're beginning your ministry as a priest at a very, very exciting time in the church, with the recent election and beginning of the ministry of the first American Pope, the former Cardinal Robert Prevost, Pope Leo XIV, and it is just such an amazing thing. You were here when he was elected, and you saw the reaction here of our guys when they realized who he was, and kind of how does that being having your ministry begin at this time of new beginning, and I believe you were ordained actually. During the Sede Vacante, you were ordained in those days, between the death of Pope Francis and the election of Pope Leo XIV. So how does that affect you, the beginning of your ministry?
Yeah, I actually see it as a new beginning, especially in the church, and then starting my ministry as a priest in this time when we have a new pope. You know, yeah, I think it's a great thing. You know, to actually begin ministering when we have a new pope, you know, like it's actually a new beginning in the church. And I'm actually looking forward to, you know, what the Lord has in store for us, you know, and also for me as I begin my priestly ministry in this new era of Pope Leo's pontificate. Yeah.
It's been interesting for me. I, as I've been traveling to ordinations, I've been in airports a couple of times the last few weeks, and I was stunned at how many people stopped me and said, "Oh, congratulations on your new pope." I had non-Catholic Christians, I had a Jewish couple just so happy about our pope and just how what a wonderful gift that is to the church and really a chance to give witness just to God's capacity to surprise. And I think that's something that's so important to believe in. We can sometimes get down in ourselves, get down in our society, and lose sight of God's capacity to surprise us. And certainly I'm sure that you've experienced some surprises already. Yeah. And many, many, many more to come. But just maybe I'll ask that question. Besides the election of a new pope, I'm sure if you had asked a few months ago, "Hey, what's my first month going to be about?" And I think thinking, yeah, we're not going to have a pope today. I'm ordained a priest. And then there's going to be an American, some would say a Peruvian, because he's a Peruvian citizen as well. There's going to be an American pope as I begin my ministry in the United States. You would have said, you're crazy. but what have been surprises? Has anything really surprised you in these first few weeks?
Nothing particularly. Yeah, but I would say that it's been a great joy also. Like, I remember walking in the streets of Savannah, you know, with my classmate, Father William, and we were on our clerics, and people approaching us and asking for confession, you know, actually recognizing us as Catholic priests and then asking for confession, even while we were walking down the street. You know, that was, you know, like, that brought me a lot of, you know, joy that, you know, like, people have that awareness, you know, about Catholic priesthood and, yeah, even the power of, you know, the confession.
And that is the ways that people reach out to us when we least expect it, and the importance of our witness and our recognizable witness. There's the Holy Father at, he celebrated, we were at, again, we've been at a number of ordinations recently, but Saturday, the last Saturday in May was the ordination in Pensacola. And that same day, the Holy Father celebrated an ordination in Rome. And I was moved by something he talked to, he said, that he said that our lives as priests need to be like St. Paul's is described in Acts chapter 20, where he says, you know how I've lived among you. And he said, that's what we need to do. We need to be able to tell people, you know how I've lived among you. And he made the point that our lives need to be lives that can be recognized, lives that can be read, lives that are credible. He said, hey, we're not perfect, but we need to be credible. And I think that's important for all Christians, all Catholic Christians, but I think certainly it's important for us as priests to live those credible lives. And certainly for me, it's a great joy. I know Father Jude, obviously you all don't, but for me, it's a great joy to see you at this point. Newly ordained, about to begin your ministry in a parish. And maybe just kind of shifting now in terms of encouragement for those who are considering the possibility of a vocation or have family or friends who I think he might be a good priest. What might you say to the young man considering a vocation or those who see that quality in a young man?
Yeah, for any young man considering the vocation, I would say that they should just give it a try. There's no harm in, you know, trying. Just reach out to the vocations director, you know, go to the seminary. Yeah, there's no harm in giving it a try. And one thing I've, you know, actually seen is that, yeah, when you go to the seminary, that's where you would discern, you know, your call. You discern your call in seminary, especially with your fellow seminarians, in that environment that allows you to grow in deeper relationship with the Lord, you know, that environment that encourages you to pray and to deepen your relationship with the Lord and with one another. So, and when you go to seminary, then you would figure out what the Lord has in store for you.
And that's true, especially for young men who are maybe in high school or just beginning college. Be aware, we have something now we call the propedeutic stage, which is really a time to really focus on growing as a human person, growing in my life of prayer, and really trying to say, hey, is this really what God is calling me to? And that's just, that time can be, that we talked about the amount of time. It takes time because it's the most important time. It's really that time of making sure, is this really what God wants for me? And does he give me the gifts to do it? And can I find, as you've said many times, can I find joy in doing that? Maybe we've certainly talked about your mom and missing family back home. In terms of your family back in Nigeria, what do they think of of in a sense losing their brother, not having you close at home, but knowing that you are now a priest. What have you heard from them since they watched your videos and all of that?
Yeah, my family is so proud of me. Yeah, especially since they knew when I started this journey 20 years ago, you know, like telling them that I wanted to be a priest. And yeah, they saw the perseverance in me, you know, they've seen me through the journey, you know, and it brings them a lot of joy that today I accomplished my dream, you know, the dream of being a priest. So it brings them a lot of joy, even though they know that I'm here in the U.S. and they are back in Nigeria, but they are also very proud of me and they keep praying for me.
Okay. And and in terms of your experience here, you mentioned going to your classmates' ordinations. I've seen you, I've been with you at a couple of those ordinations, and just that sense of, I think something people don't realize is how important brotherhood is for priests. Maybe how have you experienced brotherhood among the men in your class, especially those who with you are now priests or about to be?
Yeah, it's been a great gift, you know, to have my classmates, beginning with my journey here in seminary in the United States. Remember, I had some of my studies back in Nigeria. So when I came to the United States to continue my seminaries in study, my seminary studies here, yeah, my classmates were a huge source of support for me, especially as I journeyed alongside with them. Yeah, they were there for me, you know, through my time here in formation. And now going to their ordinations, you know, like it brings me a lot of joy also, because they were also there at my ordination to support me, to give me their support. So going back now as a priest, you know, attending their ordinations also brings me a sense of joy and support for them also. And yeah, they've actually told me the same thing, that yeah, they feel very much supported and they feel the bond of brotherhood among us. And I pray that it keeps, you know, becoming stronger and stronger.
And that's something I tell the seminarians a lot, and I tell the young priests a lot, how important it is to maintain those bonds, even across diocesan lines. When I went to the ordination in Pensacola, I had a chance to stay with a priest. I see him every couple of years, but he was my classmate and one of my best friends when I was here in seminary. And it's just wonderful to have those connections, to know that in any moment of need, we can call each other for support, for encouragement, for prayer. And that's so much, that is so central to who we are, and certainly and encourage you, to, as you said, to keep that going. And yes, Father Jude, I really, it is such, and you've used, I hope it is clear to all of you, and you cannot see his smile, but I hope that you can hear Father Jude's smile across the radio waves, and certainly I hope you, as you've heard him say many times, that he is full of joy, and that's really the way he lives his life. And I really am grateful to you for your yes, grateful to you for the ways that you've already begun to give yourself to the life of the church in South Florida, in the Diocese of Palm Beach, and the great work you're going to be doing at Holy Name of Jesus Parish. Any last words from you?
Yeah, thank you so much, Father Alfredo. I really appreciate you inviting me to this session. And yeah, it's been a great delight, yeah, to be here with you. And for our listeners, I extend my greetings and ask the Lord to continue to bless all of you.
And why don't you finish giving a blessing?
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, Father Jude, for, if not a first blessing, one of your early blessings to our listeners and to all of you. Many, many blessings, many good gifts and graces from the Lord in this month of the Sacred Heart. And see you all next month. God bless you all, and see you next month on Vocation Station right here on Divine Mercy Radio.